I want to make sure there's enough time for your poem. And you okay. said you did request some music, a little music bed or something.
Sure. I think it'll be fun.
Right,
yeah.
Let's cue that up for you.
All right.
Here we go.
'Twas a few days before Christmas, and on Wacker Drive, WGN was broadcasting live. Anna, with her headphones overlooking the city, was spreading good cheer and, of course, looking pretty. When what to her wondering eyes did appear? But her legal friend Karen recapping legal news of the year. As the year draws to a close and we end 2020, there were lawsuits, appeals, and indictments aplenty. Now I'll give you a verse, and when it is time, please fill in the blank to make it all rhyme.
Can Jen and Mary V play too?
Yes.
So the pressure's
more the
merrier. Okay. All right. Get ready.
Here we go. This year, one event dominated the scene, and that was, of course,
the COVID vaccine.
Oh, COVID-19.
The answer I was looking for is COVID-19, but okay.
Oh, yeah.
There were mandates and shutdowns. We are all taken to task, shutting down businesses, making people wear
masks.
Schools were not open. Parents left in the lurch. Parishioners sue, saying, don't close my
church.
But the state has the power to make rules and levy fines. Some say our governor stepped over the
lines.
The pandemic has made us all grumpy and grouchy. Some days the best part was listening to
Fauci.
Oh, you were right. We had a debate about this. I said, I bet Fauci's coming up, and I would go with Couchy, but Mary Couch. Said it's going to be grouchy.
Just this past week, we've had great celebrations as the drug makers roll out their COVID.
There we go. Vaccinations.
We got that.
Will people take the shots? Will the employers require us? We must all do what we can to get rid of this
virus. Oh.
This year, the police were a target. Their reputations were battered. Some say law and order. Some say Black Lives
Mattered.
Perps must be pursued. Arrests might have a basis. Not all police are bad, and not all police are
racist.
We need our police force. I don't get why some pundits keep saying that police must be
defunded.
Yay!
Oh my gosh, you got a lot in there.
Way to go, Anna.
George Floyd was on video, and it made people seethe. Could the police not see the man just couldn't
breathe?
Protests ensued, and numbers reaching new heights. A stunning display of First Amendment
rights.
Yeah.
But some took advantage. There were groups being recruited. They came to the city and pillaged and
looted.
Stores were destroyed, windows smashed and broken. It seems many businesses may never
reopen.
A Louisville woman killed in a raid. It seems the police failed her. But did we get justice for Breonna
Taylor?
The Jussie Smollett saga continues. It just never stops. A report found some lapses by state's attorney, Kim.
Oh, Fox.
I forgot that. Oh, my gosh.
But this didn't hurt her. The public appeared unaffected. They voted for Fox, and she was
reelected.
Ex-Governor Blago was doing his penance. This year, Trump commuted his 14-year
sentence.
A public utility was caught by the feds. It pled guilty to bribery. Shame on
ComEd.
Ed Verdoliak was convicted again. Hasn't he learned already? He has sure earned his nickname
Fast Eddie.
Here's a lesson to polls. Let me tell you the facts. If you're going to steal money, at least pay the
tax.
Speaking of taxes, the fair tax was proposed. It appeared on the ballot, and the voters said
no.
The voters said we want to keep the flat rate. They also said clearly they don't trust our
state.
Harvey Weinstein was found guilty by a jury of peers and sentenced to serve 23
years.
I forgot about him.
Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested for months she wasn't seen. She is charged with helping pedophile
Jeffrey Epstein.
Trump's impeachment trial went on for hours. The Senate tried him on obstruction and abuse of his
powers.
Impeachment is rare. It's only occurred with Bill Clinton, Andrew Johnson, and Trump was the
third.
When Trump was acquitted, he said, there's no confusion. Neither I nor my campaign engaged in
collusion.
While Biden's win brought despair and to others brought cheers, at least we don't have to have an election for another
4 years.
Biden will be the oldest White House resident, and Kamala Harris, our first woman of color, as vice
president.
After the election, lawsuits were filed, some grasping at straws, alleging violation of state voting
fraud.
That's fine. Flaws is fine.
Oh.
While elections may have resulted in some results that are flawed, there was no evidence of widespread voter
fraud.
Did Trump lose the election, or is he a voter fraud victim? Will he leave the White House on his own, or will we have to?
Evict him.
And one constitutional question that's really a hard one, can Trump grant himself a presidential
pardon? Ooh.
Some scholars say yes, some say that makes no sense. Trump can simply resign and leave the pardons to
Pence.
Scheduled for prison, but now he is home. Trump commuted the sentence for his friend Roger
Stone.
Another arrest in a group that Trump ran in, political strategist, his name Stephen
Bannon. You got everything in New York here.
The Supreme Court lost a legend who made history, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the notorious
RBG.
RBG,
yeah.
It is hard to replace a judge who has so much merit. Trump chose a judge named Amy
Coney Barrett.
Barrett is a smart cookie, and while you may have your qualms, she's raising seven children, a true working
mom.
Mm-hmm. With Trump appointees on the bench, some are afraid the court will overturn
Roe versus Wade.
From your legal expert, my name's Karen.
Oh, Karen.
Happy holidays to you all. Yay. And my friend, Anne DeBlante.
Aww. What rhymes with DeBlante?
We will take this occasion to say thanks to our listeners who tune into our station. Happy holidays to all. We're glad this year's almost done. We wish you a lawsuit-free 2021.
Just a smooth one. I'd go for that. Oh, my
and
gosh, Karen.
COVID-free.
COVID-free. Thank you.